This is Audible.
Wicca Book of Spells, a beginner's book of shadows for Wiccans, witches, and other practitioners of magic. Written by Lisa Chamberlain, narrated by Chris Kepler. Introduction. The world of magic is full of immeasurable potential. There are literally thousands of spells in existence for every purpose you could possibly imagine. Of course, those who use magic as part of their practice of Wicca, and many other traditions of witchcraft, will only work for positive or neutral purposes, never seeking to harm anyone or anything. And the spells in this book abide by this important rule. In these pages you will find spells and other workings that, when applied with focused intention, can bring positive experiences into your life, and by extension, the lives of those you care about. These spells cover a wide range of magical aims. Most are grouped into three categories: love and relationships, prosperity and abundance, and health and well-being, as these are the top three areas in life for which people tend to seek magical assistance. However, they're not the only elements of human experience, and that's why you'll find a sampling of other spells to give you just a hint of the possibilities for broadening your own magical practice. In addition, this book covers a variety of magical approaches and techniques, from candle magic to divination to charms and other handmade creations. Each spell contains explicit instructions, but there are also opportunities to personalize many of the workings as you see fit. If you're already fairly experienced in magic, you'll probably know firsthand that you can generally make substitutions for ingredients that are hard to acquire. If you're new, it's often helpful to follow spells as closely to the letter as you can until you cultivate a stronger connection to your intuition for improvising. But if your inner wisdom guides you to do something differently, by all means listen to it. Of course, as flexible as magic can be, there are certainly some key steps and considerations that go into successful spell work. First and foremost, please note that the instructions for each of these spells assume that you have already charged your ingredients for the magical purpose you are pursuing. Methods for charging tend to vary according to the type of object you're working with, but if you're not sure how to proceed, you can use a standard method that works for most anything. Lay the object on an already charged pentacle, preferably in direct sunlight or moonlight, and speak words of intention related to the spell work you'll be doing. Depending on your practice, you might invoke the goddess and god, the elements, or other spiritual energies you work with. If you're new to magic, research and try a few different methods for charging various tools until you find what feels most appropriate for you. Second, always remember that no matter the kind or quality of your ingredients, how well you charge them, or how well you follow the spell instructions to the letter, it is your state of mind that is the chief factor in any successful spell work. Approach a spell with doubt that it will work, and you've pretty much guaranteed that it won't. Approach it with anxiety, and you're likely to get mixed results or no results at all. The most successful magic is done from a place of calm centeredness and with very focused intent. So always do whatever you need to do to get grounded, whether that is through meditation, visualization, breathing techniques, a ritual circle casting, or all of the above. It is ultimately your energy that's shifting the reality of the universe, so shape it well and use it wisely. One way to help ensure that your energetic focus is aligned with the spell is to rewrite the spoken element in your own words. Of course, the words provided in these spells are already powerful and effective, but if you're inclined to be creative with language, you are invited to use words of your own. Some witches maintain that spells should rhyme, and there is definitely something to be said for the power that rhyme can lend to magic. Others find, however, that if a spell is too sing-songy, it distracts them from speaking the words with authenticity and focus. You'll find that some spells in this book make use of rhyme, while others do not. Try out some of each and see how you respond internally to the words. And again, feel free to tweak or completely rewrite them as you see fit. A few more practical tips are worth mentioning here. Always work spells in a place where you know you'll be undisturbed by other people. Turn off your phone and do your best to create an ambience conducive to magic, whether that means music, incense, candles, etc. Speaking of candles, always use caution and never leave a burning candle unattended. If you're anointing a candle with oil, be sure to wipe excess oil from your fingertips before sparking that match or lighter. You don't want to mix skin and oil with fire. Also, when it comes to spells containing herbs, keep in mind that the amounts listed are general suggestions. There's no need to measure out exact teaspoons or tablespoons, unless you find that doing so adds energy and focus to the spell. Otherwise, a rough estimation of the listed amounts will do. As always, go with your gut instinct. Finally, no matter how much or how little experience you have with spell work, remember that there is always more room to learn and grow. Enjoy trying out these magical offerings, and if you wish, let them be a springboard of inspiration for creating your own spells. And don't forget to honor your results with love and gratitude. Blessed be. Section 1. Love and Relationship Spells. Introduction to Love and Relationship Spells. Of all the reasons people turn to magic, love may be the single most common. Since time immemorial, hopeful lovers have tried spells and potions of all sorts in order to bring them their one true love. This section certainly contains spells for attracting romantic love into your life, but it also includes workings related to friendship and family relationships, which are equally important sources of love in a balanced life. There's also a spell aimed at strengthening and solidifying your most important relationship, the one between you and your spiritual source. As mentioned in the introduction, this spell book works with positive magic only. This means you won't find any spells in this section that will cause someone to act or feel towards you in a way that could be contradictory to their free will. Such spells are almost guaranteed to backfire, and even if they do work for a time, you'll always know that you manipulated the person in question, which doesn't make for a genuine relationship. So commit instead to directing your magical energy for the highest good of all involved, in whatever your situation may be. You'll attract connections of a much higher quality that way, and feel better about yourself and your life as a result. Spell for New Friendships. Whether you've just moved to a new area and don't know many people yet, or your social life simply needs an overhaul, this quick spell brings new people into your life to form friendships with if you so choose. It's best done during a waxing moon, but if you've got an upcoming social encounter that you'd like to put some magical energy into, by all means don't hold off just because the moon is waning. You will need 1 small rose quartz, clear quartz, carnelian, or lapis lazuli stone, 1 yellow spell or votive candle, lavender essential oil. Instructions. Anoint the candle with the oil. Place the stone in your dominant hand, palm upward, and lay your other palm on top. Clasp your hands together. Close your eyes and visualize yourself surrounded by positive people who are fun and comforting to be around. When you've captured this feeling, take a deep breath, exhale, and open your eyes. Place the stone in front of the candle and then light the wick as you say these words. Friendships new and true, let our kindred souls unite. Carry the stone with you whenever you leave the house, and leave it where you will see it when you are home. Charm for attracting quality relationships. As a culinary spice, coriander has a warm, fragrant, slightly nutty flavor. But not everyone knows that coriander is actually the seed of the herb known as cilantro. Interestingly, the seed and the leaf taste nothing alike. This dual nature is reflected in the magical uses of coriander, which include both attracting love and guarding against unwanted energies. The seed is used in love spells, aphrodisiac potions, and for making peace between quarreling people, as well as for exorcism and protection of the home. And because it's readily available in the spice aisle of most grocery stores, it's a great herb to work with for beginning kitchen witches. This spell draws on both the attracting and protective qualities of coriander for a balanced approach to attracting new potential partners into your life. This is particularly good for those who seem to have no trouble attracting admirers, but plenty of trouble in the relationships that develop. With the energy of coriander, people who are ultimately no good for you will not make it into your sphere of awareness, while people who present a positive, healthy, compatible match will have a clear path to you. Adding rose quartz to the mix enhances the positive vibration of the spell. Be sure to get whole seeds rather than coriander powder, since you'll be carrying the herb with you. You will need 13 whole coriander seeds, 1 small rose quartz, 1 small drawstring bag or piece of cloth, 1 red or pink ribbon, 1 work candle, for atmosphere optional. Instructions. Light the candle if using. Arrange the coriander seeds in a circle around the rose quartz. Close your eyes and visualize the feeling of being completely at peace with a partner who loves you for exactly who you are. When you have a lock on this feeling, open your eyes, focus on the rose quartz, and say the following or similar words. I draw to me nothing less than healthy, balanced love. Now collect the coriander seeds, placing them one at a time into the drawstring bag or cloth. It's best to start with a seed at the southernmost part of the circle and move clockwise. Add the rose quartz, close the bag or cloth, and secure with the ribbon. Bring the charm with you whenever you're feeling like taking a chance on love, especially when you go out in public. Romance Attraction Smudge. This is a fun, simple ritual for enhancing the atmosphere in your home or any space where you'd like to encourage romance. Rose oil adds a nice, magical boost, but don't feel the need to purchase it just for this spell. Though if you enjoy roses, this can be a very nice oil to have on hand generally. Be sure not to use a blended smudge stick, such as one with sage and lavender or cedar and lavender. These are great for other purposes, but in this case they will dilute the romantic vibrations of the lavender. You will need 1 red candle, sprig of dried lavender or lavender-only smudge stick, rose essential oil, optional, 1 feather, optional. Instructions. Anoint the candle with a drop or two of the rose oil if using. Wipe away any excess oil from your fingers, and then light the candle. Ignite the lavender sprig or smudge stick from the candle flame as you say the following or similar words. Loving lavender, creative fire, charge this space with love's desire. Starting at a point in the northern part in the room, move in a clockwise circle, fanning the lavender smoke with the feather, if using, or your hand, so that it spreads throughout the room as much as possible. If you like, you can repeat the words of power above as a chant as you go. Leave the lavender to burn out on its own in a fireproof dish, if possible. Otherwise, you can extinguish it gently in a potted plant or bowl of sand. Stellar First Date Confidence Charm. If you're the type who gets nervous before meeting a potential love interest for the first time, this spell is for you. Simply carry the charm with you in your pocket or purse. You may want to enclose it in a drawstring bag or cloth if you're carrying it with other items to keep it intact. Keep in mind that the focus here is on your own confidence and sense of self-love, no matter what the other person is like. If you have a good time, no matter what the outcome, then the spell has been a success. You will need 1 white or pink ribbon, about 7 inches in length, 1 small piece of carnelian or tiger's eye, sea salt, 1 work candle, for atmosphere, optional, 1 small drawstring bag or piece of cloth, optional. Instructions. Light the candle if using. Lay out the ribbon on your altar or workspace. Create a circle of sea salt around the ribbon. This will concentrate the energy of the spell around the charm. Place the stone on the ribbon and say the following or similar words. My confidence radiates from within. I am comfortable in my own skin. This meeting of souls will be a pleasure. I charm this stone for extra measure. Tie the ribbon gently around the stone and secure it with a knot. Now go out and have fun meeting someone new. Ritual bath for a blind date. Whether you're on a blind date set up by a friend or taking the plunge in the world of online dating, it can be nerve-wracking to meet someone new. This spell makes it nearly impossible not to have a good time by sublimating nervousness and promoting self-confidence, which will improve the energy of the encounter no matter what the outcome. Indeed, you will enjoy yourself even if it's clear by the end that there won't be a second date. Himalayan salt is a wonderful relaxant, but it can be potent and induce sleepiness, especially if you don't use it regularly. Therefore, if you're taking this bath right before the date, you may want to opt for the sea salt. The herbs can be sprinkled loosely if you have a mesh catch-all drain for your tub. Otherwise, place them in a tea bag or thin washcloth to keep them from spreading out into the water. You will need 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon hibiscus, 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon chamomile, 1 teaspoon to 1 tablespoon coltsfoot or red clover, 2 to 3 tablespoons sea salt or Himalayan salt, 5 drops lavender essential oil, 1 piece citrine, aventurine, or tiger's eye. Candle for atmosphere. Instructions. Run the bath until the tub is a quarter of the way full and add the salt. When the tub is halfway full, place the crystal of your choice in the water and add the oil. When the bath is almost full, add the herbs. Light the candle. Turn off any artificial lighting in the bathroom and climb in. Relax and subconsciously release any anxiety you may be feeling about meeting this new person. Also release any attachments you may be feeling to a desired outcome. Stay in the bath for at least 20 minutes. If you can, remain in the tub while draining the water, as the energy of the herbs and crystal tends to have a stronger effect that way. Bring the crystal with you on the date and have a good time. Relationship potential divine forecast. For single people, getting to know a potential new love interest can be exciting, but also confusing. Even though you may seem to click with this person, you're still operating in an atmosphere where there's far more unknown information than known. It can be hard to avoid wondering whether it will work out in the way you're hoping for, and easy to get caught up in overanalyzing even the smallest of details. Perhaps you're wondering if the person is too good to be true, or worried that you might jump into something too quickly. Or you may be just trying to talk yourself out of a potentially great relationship simply because it will require you to leave your comfort zone. Maybe it's a little bit of all of the above. The problem, of course, is that overthinking it actually gets in the way of your ability to see the situation clearly and can create more confusion rather than less. This spell can help you get a sense for whether your new prospect has enough romantic potential to be worth putting further mental energy into. you may get a simple, definitive yes or no, but you may also get more information that helps you come to your own decision about it, or a signal that for now you just need to stay open and detached from any particular outcome. Whatever your forecast turns out to be, this spell will get the energy moving from a place of stuckness towards a place of resolution by helping you get out of your own way. Any of the three crystals below work well for this spell, but if you happen to have all of these and are looking to choose one, here are some finer energetic points to consider for your particular situation. Malachite is particularly appropriate if your current confusion or concern stems primarily from a prior relationship experience. Quartz is a good all-purpose intuition booster and helps clear out inner turmoil. Amethyst helps to dispel illusions and keep obsessive thinking in check. You will need one small to medium-sized amethyst, malachite, or quartz crystal, small strip of paper, size to fit under the crystal when folded, one work candle, for atmosphere, optional. Instructions: light the candle if using. Spend some time getting grounded and centered. Let go of any actual thoughts around the person for the time being. Write the person's name on the strip of paper and ask for any and all illusions you might have about the person to be cleared away. Don't ask specific questions or your mental energy will muddy up the spell. You may want to say the following or similar words: Infinite intelligence of the universe, please light the path that I am meant to see with regard to name of person and me. Fold the paper enough times so that it more or less fits underneath the crystal and place it on your altar with the crystal on top. When you go to bed, place the crystal and paper underneath your pillow. You will likely receive further information in your dreams, but don't worry if this doesn't happen. Information of some kind will come to you in your waking life within the next 48 hours. Apple Pentagram Divination Spell. Apple trees are considered sacred to witches for several reasons, not the least of which is the pentagram shape of the seeds in the center of the fruit. Apples are used in a variety of magical workings, including peeling the apple in one spiraling slice and dropping it to the floor to see the first letter of your true love's name. The divination technique below relies on the appearance of the pentagram after the apple is sliced in half. It can be used for any question at any time, but is particularly good for matters of romance and during the autumn harvest season. Be sure to eat the apple or compost it afterward. Don't let this magical fruit go to waste. You will need one apple, one bowline or other slicing knife, one black, white, or pink candle, optional. Instructions: light the candle if using. Spend some time getting clear on your question, holding the apple in your hand. Assign one possible answer to the top half of the apple and the other to the bottom half. The best questions for this are yes or no questions. Slice the apple in half horizontally so the pentagram pattern of the seed pockets is revealed. If the seeds are all in one half of the apple, then you have your answer. If the seeds are split between the two halves or fall out, there is not enough information yet for a clear answer. Save the seeds and either plant them or scatter them in a beautiful place in nature, silently giving thanks for the answer, no matter what it may be. Spell to release negative attachments. At some point or other, everyone experiences a nagging conflict that can't be immediately resolved through conversation. Whether it's with an ex-lover, a difficult co-worker, or a family member, some situations just need time and distance before peace can be achieved. In the meantime, it can be difficult to refrain from obsessing over the details and remaining in the negative energy that the conflict has created. This spell helps you to detach from the situation, regardless of how the other person is behaving. Note that the focus here is on you and your own energy, and not on the other person. The point is to disengage from the conflict so that you can be at peace no matter how long it takes to resolve the situation. This is ideally worked during a waning moon, but if the situation is really troubling you, don't wait until you're even further entrenched in the negativity. Go ahead and release the attachment. You will need 1 black candle, 1 strip of paper, approximately 1 inch by 7 inches, journal or additional paper, optional, 1 pen or pencil, small cauldron or fireproof dish, frankincense, sandalwood, or sage incense. Instructions. Light the incense. For best results, spend at least 10 to 15 minutes free writing about the conflict and the feelings you're having a hard time letting go of. Don't indulge or dwell on negative thinking here, but rather see this activity as a sort of psychic exorcism in which you remove the thoughts and emotions from your mind once and for all. When you feel you've achieved this, take the piece of paper you're using in the spell and write down the name of the person and a brief, one sentence maximum, summary of the conflict. Roll the paper into a loose scroll. Light the candle, take a few deep breaths, and say the following or similar words. With this candle on this night, I let go of my attachments to being right. In the space left by this release, my being is filled with healing peace. Ignite the scroll of paper with the candle flame and let it burn completely in the cauldron or dish. When the ashes are cooled, gently toss them out onto the earth. For best results, leave the candle to burn out on its own. In the days that follow, if you find yourself returning to the thoughts of the conflict, remember your spell work. Take a deep breath and visualize the ashes of the negativity disappearing into the soil of the earth. Choosing peace in tough situations. At some point in our lives, we all face enormous challenges that we know we can do nothing to control. It may be that a loved one is facing a serious illness, or it may be a major world event causing chaos in your life. It's always fine to work magic for whatever influence you may be able to have on the outcome of a situation, but this can be difficult to do from a place of empowerment when you're feeling personally affected, which can negate the energy of the spell. In times like these, you need to take care of yourself first before you can help anyone else. The soothing properties of lavender, chamomile, and ylang ylang in the Peace of Mind oil blend put you in touch with your core self and your connection to spirit to help you let go of the situation, at least for a time, and regain your inner balance. This spell is best work an hour or so before going to bed. If you prefer to let spell candles burn all the way down on their own, you'll need to place it in a sink before going to sleep. Otherwise, you can gently extinguish the candle and repeat the spell on successive nights until the candle is spent. This spell is really meant to be personalized as much as you wish. Put on meditative music, brew chamomile tea, stretch your limbs, take a hot bath, and or do anything else that helps you relax. The more energetically prepped you are for this spell, the more powerful it will be. You will need Peace of Mind oil blend, 1 white candle, meditative music optional. Instructions. Put on the music if using, and take any other measures to calm yourself as much as you can. Sit quietly and take a few deep breaths. Anoint your pulse points and the candle with the oil. Close your eyes and take a few more deep breaths, clearing your mind as much as possible. When you feel ready, open your eyes and light the candle while saying the following or similar words. I release this burden to my higher power and turn my attention to balance and rest. So let it be. Sit and gaze at the candle flame for several moments, keeping your mind as quiet as possible and your focus on the light. Spare key spell for spiritual connection. Although we usually think of other people in the context of relationship, we also have a relationship with our higher power, or whatever your personal term is for that force that moves through you when working magic. This spell focuses on strengthening that relationship, which is ultimately the foundation from which all human relationships stem. While it may be becoming less common in today's world, it has long been the custom of many households to keep a spare key just outside the home, whether under the doormat, in a potted plant, or in some other hidden location. This is done as both a backup in the case of lost keys, or as a way of allowing relatives or friends access when the homeowner is away. This spell draws on the energies of wisdom and trust that are inherent to this custom, as a way of honoring the benevolent forces working for you in the unseen realms. By blessing and bearing a key outside near your home, or in a potted plant indoors, if necessary, you are signaling to your higher power, whether it be a deity, a guardian spirit, or simply the benevolent energy of the universe, that you welcome their presence and assistance in your home and in your life, no matter where you may be at any given moment. It is also a way of reminding yourself that should you temporarily lose your connection to your spiritual center, you will always be able to find your way back in. Depending on whether crime is a factor in your neighborhood, you may feel comfortable using an actual spare key to your home, but any metal key will work for this spell. Some people like to use a gold key to represent the god, and/or a silver key to represent the goddess. Using two keys is perfectly fine. You will need one key, one white candle. Instructions. Hold the key in your hands while meditating quietly for several minutes. Focus on that feeling of being truly connected to your true self and your higher power. When you feel ready, light the candle and say the following or similar words. Name of deity, spirit, higher power. You are welcome now and always in my home and in my heart. Let this key represent your access and mine to my highest self from this day forward. Pass the key through the candle flame very quickly 3 times. In order to protect your fingers, don't give it any time to become hot. Then bury it at least 6 inches down into the earth outside your home or in the soil of a large potted plant. Section 2. Wealth and Prosperity Spells. Introduction to Wealth and Prosperity Spells. The second most frequent reason for working with magic is almost certainly the need or desire for money. While most people realize that manifesting a multi-million-dollar lottery win from a simple candle spell is generally unlikely to happen, we know that we can attract money from unforeseen places into our lives through the use of focused intention. This section contains a handful of fun spells to try doing just that. However, cold hard cash is not the only form of wealth available to us, and it's important to acknowledge other avenues of abundance and prosperity for a well-rounded life. Opportunities for growing future wealth are also important, for example, as are an abundance of friends, pleasurable activities, and healthy options for nourishing our bodies. To that end, you'll also find spells for increasing business success, abundance in the garden, and even a spell for landing an important job. So enjoy the thrill of experiencing an unexpected windfall, but don't lose sight of the bigger picture of truly prosperous living. Garden Planting Spell. Whether you're planting a full-fledged flower or vegetable garden, or just a few indoor potted plants, this spell can lend a magical boost to the start of the growing season. It's best to work this spell immediately before planting your seeds or plant starts, so the energy is fresh and strong when they go into the soil. If you're just planting one type of seed, try emptying the seed packet into the bowl to charge them directly. If you're charging multiple types of seeds together, however, you may want to keep them in their packets. If using plant starts, you will probably need to charge each individually, unless you have a fairly large-sized bowl. Keep them in their containers for the spell, and then transplant them to the soil afterward. You will need seeds or plant starts, ceramic, stone, glass, or wooden bowl. Anything but plastic will do. Instructions. Hold the bowl in your hands, close your eyes, and visualize your own loving and powerful energy flowing into the bowl and then into the seeds, plant starts. When you can feel a strong, consistent flow of energy, say the following or similar words. Force of life that flows through all, hear now this gardener's call. These living seeds I hereby nourish with the energy they need to flourish. Now, plant your seeds and watch them grow. Don't forget to water them, of course. Honey abundance jar. The use of herbs and honey in a spell jar is widely practiced in the hoodoo tradition. These can be somewhat involved workings with several ingredients, but they have lasting effects and can be reused continually over long periods of time. It's best to use local, unprocessed honey if you can find it, but commercial honey from the grocery store will also work just fine. You can substitute the herbs below with any of your choosing, but be sure to go with herbs associated with money, abundance, and prosperity. For best results, you should use at least 3 herbs, but feel free to get more elaborate. The more, the merrier. The candles can be used one at a time, so you only need 1 to start with, but the idea is to keep the magic going over several weeks, so you'll want more to feed the spell after the first one is spent. You will need 1 small jar with screw-top lid, honey, enough to fill the jar, 1 to 3 teaspoons of each, or at least 3 of the following: lavender, Irish moss, chamomile, nutmeg, alfalfa, basil, golden seal, chicory, calamus roots, 8 sunflower seeds, 1 crystal or stone, lodestone, magnetite, citrine, green aventurine, pyrite, or tiger's eye, mortar and pestle, or bowl and spoon, 3 or more green spell or taper candles, patchouli oil for candle, optional, crystal tip or pin, optional. Instructions. Place all of the herbs in the mortar or bowl and mix them together with a pestle or spoon. Then use your fingers to mix them further to infuse the herbs with your own personal energy. Be sure to wash your hands before beginning this spell. As you do this, focus on your intention, whether it's money, some other form of abundance, or both. Next, place the stone in the jar, focusing on its power to attract abundance into your life. Cover the stone with the herbs, then sprinkle the sunflower seeds on top. Pour the honey over the mixture until it reaches the top of the jar. Seal the jar with the lid and hold it in your hands for a few moments, visualizing the abundance flowing into your life. If you wish, inscribe the candle with a rune or other symbol representing your request and anoint it with the patchouli oil. Then melt the bottom end of the candle with a lighter so it will stick to the lid of the jar. Alternatively, you can light the candle and tilt it so a few drops of wax drip onto the lid and affix the candle that way. Leave the burning candle to go out on its own and repeat this step weekly, or more often, as needed. Eventually, you will sense that it's time to stop using the jar. When this time comes, thank it for its work. The traditional method for releasing this spell is to bury the jar in the ground. However, many contemporary practitioners will pour the contents out into the sink or compost, rinse and recycle the jar, and just bury the stone. If you go this route, be sure to release the spell as you open the jar. You can say something like this: I thank these herbs and this honey for the abundance that has manifested, and release these energies back to the earth. Moonlight Prosperity Spell. Coins make for good magical tools for prosperity, not only because they are literal representations of wealth, but because they can also symbolize the seeds of future wealth to come. The ideal time for the spell is at the full moon, but it can be worked on any night when the moon is waxing and moonlight is accessible, either outdoors or through a window. You will need 3 silver coins, small cauldron or glass or ceramic bowl, water, 1 white, green, gold, or silver candle, 1 soft piece of cloth, 1 small drawstring bag or second piece of cloth. Instructions. Place the coins in the cauldron or bowl and fill it about 2/3 full with water. Leave the bowl in direct moonlight for at least 1 hour to charge the coins. When you're ready to work the spell, bring the cauldron or bowl to your altar or workspace and light the candle. Wave your hands or your wand, if you use one, gently over the bowl while saying the following or similar words. Goddess of moon, shine your infinite light. Let limitless wealth be my fortune this night. Boundless as water, let abundance flow. These coins are the seeds from which my wealth grows. Remove the coins from the water and dry them gently with the cloth. Place them in the drawstring bag or fold in the second piece of cloth and leave them next to the burning candle for at least 1 hour or until the candle burns down. Pour the water out onto the ground outside your house. If this is not possible for some reason, pour it into a potted plant. Carry the coin bundle in your pocket or purse for the next 7 days. Calling in the cash. Wealth can come into our lives in many different forms, but it can be fun to work magic that focuses specifically on physical money. Watch for the interesting ways in which coins and bills suddenly manifest in the weeks after you work this spell. The wealth attraction oil is the key ingredient, as it connects you physically and psychically to the 2 other items involved, the candle and the cash. Think of it as the magical signal that is calling more physical money into your experience. And if you're using your own handmade oil blend by following the magical oils recipe, then it will be even more powerful. If you have a comparable store-bought blend, however, feel free to work this spell with it. As for the paper bill, it's ideal to use as large a denomination as possible, as this raises the bar energetically on what you're calling in. But don't feel discouraged if a smaller bill is all you can spare at this time. You can always work the spell again with a larger bill down the road. As for the candle, gold can sometimes be a difficult color to come by, so feel free to use a green one if need be. If this is the case, however, you might want to supplement the spell by arranging some gold-colored objects around your altar or workspace, such as pyrite or other golden-hued crystals, jewelry, or gold coins. You will need 1 gold or green spell or votive candle, wealth attraction oil, a $1, $5, $10, or $20 bill, or higher, depending on how comfortable you feel carrying cash with you, 1 green or gold ribbon. Instructions. First, anoint your temples, third eye, and pulse points with the oil. Then anoint the candle, starting at the base and working your way up to the top. Anoint the bill at each corner on both sides, then fold the bill into a triangle shape and bind with the ribbon. Light the candle and tilt it over the center of the folded bill so that a little wax drips onto the ribbon. Place the candle in its holder, and when the wax on the bill has dried a bit, place the bill gently between your palms. Say the following or similar words 3 times. Essence of abundance, I call you forth into my life in the form of solid currency. Let the candle to burn out on its own. Carry the magically charged bill with you in your wallet for at least 1 month. Pyrite for prosperity change jar. One of the most sparkling crystals in the mineral kingdom is pyrite, with its cubed shape formations glittering all over the surface of each stone. It also has quite powerful energy, which makes it a good beginner stone for those learning to increase their physical sensitivity to crystals. Hold one in your palm, and you may be surprised by its weight relative to other stones, as well as its almost buzzing energy. Pyrite is used for many magical aims, including balance, boosting self-confidence, and stimulating wealth. It's a stone uniquely suited to help create a harmonious interweaving of the creative, intuitive part of ourselves with our logical, rational aspects, both of which are necessary for a successful life. Pyrite is also known as fool's gold because inexperienced miners would often mistake it for the real thing. This may seem ironic for a stone used in prosperity spells, but it makes sense when you realize that pyrite's magic emphasizes a creative and logical approach to wealth rather than mere luck. This spell works by connecting the physical energy of pyrite to actual money, which will flow in and out of the jar, integrating the spell work into your daily life. You can use just about any container, but be sure to make it an attractive one that will raise your personal energetic vibration when you look at it. Some people might go out and buy an attractive jar or bowl for this purpose, while others like to decorate a plain jar, which adds extra magical energy to the endeavor. You will need 1 medium-sized raw pyrite stone, jar for keeping change, several coins of different denominations, decorating materials, optional. Instructions. If you're decorating your jar, it's nice to do this as the first step of the spell work, but you can do it ahead of time if need be. When you're ready to start, charge the pyrite by holding it between your palms for several moments, focusing the feeling of balance and prosperity. When you can feel a strong energy running through your hands, say the following or similar words. In wealth and wisdom, my life grows. Place the pyrite at the bottom of the jar and gently drop in the coins. Whenever you add coins or remove them from the jar, acknowledge the pyrite in some way, either by thanking it or repeating the words of the spell. Be sure to also honor your own capacity for creatively influencing your financial life. Cinnamon Money Magnet Charm. Best known as a distinctive spice, usually in its powdered form, cinnamon is also used in spells for prosperity and luck. It is traditionally added to some magical workings to add heat to the energy of the other ingredients, boosting their power and speeding up the manifestation time. Here, cinnamon is used in stick form as a powerful magical item all on its own. Its scent makes this an ideal charm to place in your car, but you can also hang it in your kitchen or any place where you'll see it often. Most cinnamon sticks have a hollow center. Be sure to choose one that can be threaded with a ribbon or length of yarn. Ribbon can make for a more attractive, long-lasting charm, but anything that's wide enough to stay threaded through the stick without slipping out will work. You will need 1 cinnamon stick, 2 to 3 inches in length, 1 12 to 18 inch length of green or gold ribbon. Instructions. Thread the ribbon through the hollow of the cinnamon stick and tie the ends securely. Hold the stick in both palms and close your eyes. Imagine a storm of dollar bills flying at you from all directions. Gently touch the stick to the pulse points at your wrists, elbows, neck, and temples as you say the following or similar words. Sweet wood of cinnamon, draw to me my fortune. In record time, more money is mine, attracted with this talisman. Hang your money magnet somewhere visible and try to touch it at least once every day. Job Interview Success Spell. Help counteract the anxiety of an important interview and increase your chance of success. This spell is ideal when the moon is waxing to full, but don't let that stop you if the interview takes place between the full and new moon. You will need 1 orange or gold candle, incense, frankincense, lilac, or cinnamon, pen, pencil, and piece of paper, 1 small piece of lapis lazuli, citrine, or tiger's eye. Instructions. Light the incense and anoint the candle with the oil. Spend a few moments visualizing yourself feeling calm and confident at the interview. On the paper, write down 3 reasons why you are the best candidate for the position. Fold the paper into a triangle no bigger than a few inches and place it in front of the candle. Light the candle, saying the following or similar words. In a perfect place and perfect time, as I light this candle, the job is mine. Pass the crystal quickly through the candle flame, then set it on top of the paper. Leave the candle to burn out safely on its own. Bring the folded paper and the crystal to the interview. Once you land the job, tear the paper into small pieces and recycle it. Be sure to thank your powers that be, but also congratulate yourself for a solid interview. Potted charm for successful business. Whether you're just starting a business or are wanting to boost the success of an existing one, a simple potted plant can do wonders. It's also a highly discreet piece of ongoing magic. Your customers won't have a clue that your lucky charm is anything other than a plant. Bamboo and aloe are 2 popular plants that are associated with good luck, and both are easy to grow indoors. If your business has outdoor garden space, lavender and basil are excellent prosperity plants. Choose one or more plants that both appeal to you personally and feel like the right choice for your location. You will need 1 or more clay or ceramic pots with adequate drainage, 1 or more plant starts of your choice, $1 coin for each plant, potting soil, water. Instructions. Pour a thin layer of soil at the base of the pot. Place the dollar coin on the soil. Press gently with your fingers and say the following or similar words. My business is solid from its very foundation in this rich and fertile soil. Fill the pot with enough soil for potting the plant start and create a space for the root ball to nestle into. After you've gently secured the plant start in the soil and packed sufficient soil around it, water it thoroughly, saying the following or similar words. My business is rooted securely in growth and good fortune. Place the pot in its location in your business. With your palms on either side of the pot, say the following or similar words. My business enriches my life and the lives of others. My business is prosperous and beautiful. As you regularly tend to your plants, remember your spell work and silently thank the plants for contributing to the growing success of your business. The ideal soil type, as well as amounts of water and sunlight, will vary between different types of plants. For best results, follow the instructions recommended for the plants you're working with. Spring Blossom Spell. Spring is such a magical time, from the first chirping of birds to the buds emerging on branches. Evidence of new life seems to appear out of nowhere. Why not harness some of that growth-fueled energy by using blossoms in a spell to increase the abundance coming into your life? Because it can only be worked during a particular season, drawing on the rhythms of the natural world, this is particularly potent magic. If you can time this spell with a waxing or full moon, you'll get a bonus boost of harmonious energy, but any time during the spring is fine. Blossoms of apple, hawthorn, and honeysuckle are ideal if you can find them, but obviously use what blooms in your area. It's best to gather from the ground under and around the trees, but you can clip a bud or two directly from the branches if need be. Just be sure to give thanks to the tree as you do so. You may want to leave an offering of a few drops of milk or honey. You will need 1/4 to a half a cup blossom petals, white, pink, or green candle. Instructions. Gather your blossoms the day before you plan to work the spell. Leave them to dry and charge overnight under moonlight. Arrange the blossoms in a ring around the candle. Spend a few moments meditating on the delights of spring, the scent of flowers and warm soil, the buzzing of bees, and the lengthening hours of daylight. When you feel centered and in tune with the season, take a deep breath and light the candle as you say the following or similar words. Praises for the beauty of spring, the miracles of new life all around. Let joy and growth in my life sing, and endless abundance be found. Leave the candle to burn out on its own, if at all possible. Within 3 days, return the blossoms to the earth by scattering them outside. Autumn Leaves Spell. Fans of natural magic will love working with the bright hues of red, orange, and yellow leaves at the peak of autumn. This spell celebrates the most potent energies of the season, the explosion of color serving as a grand finale to the show that trees have been putting on since the beginning of spring. Like the spring blossom spell, the seasonal aspect of the spell gives it its power. You are working with the magical rhythms of the natural world. This time, the focus is on bringing forth the abundance you have been manifesting throughout the growing season, calling into your life whatever blessings and happy surprises have been ripening behind the scenes over the past months. As with most abundance spells, if you work this during a waxing or full moon, you'll get a bonus boost of harmonious energy, but any time during the autumn is fine. One crucial detail for this spell is that the leaves must be gathered from the ground. Just as you wouldn't harvest vegetables from your garden prematurely, don't pull leaves from the trees before they're ready to fall on their own. Select the freshest, brightest, most blemish-free leaves you can find, and try to get a few different colors for maximum effect. And if you live in an area where oak trees grow, be sure to select at least one leaf from this sacred tree. For a truly stunning display, press the leaves between two large heavy books overnight, so they will lay flat on your altar or workspace. You will need 7 pressed leaves, orange, brown, or yellow candle. Instructions. Arrange the leaves in a circle with the stems pointed inward and place the candle in the center. Spend a few moments meditating on the delights of autumn, the cool, crisp air, the smell of smoldering bonfires, the crunching of leaves underfoot, and the lengthening of cozy evenings. When you feel centered and in tune with the season, take a deep breath and light the candle as you say the following or similar words. As the sun's warmth wanes and the nights grow longer, the energies of autumn I gather and focus here. As my very own wisdom and skills grow stronger, let the gifts of this season in my life become clear. Leave the candle to burn out on its own, if at all possible. If you like, let the leaves continue to decorate your space for a few days until they fade and curl, and then scatter them back to the earth. Section 3. Health and Well-Being Spells. Introduction to Health and Well-Being Spells. In our fast-paced and often chaotic world, it can be difficult to maintain a healthy and positive state of well-being. Yet it's relatively easy to balance your own personal energy in order to face the challenges of this modern existence with motivation and endurance. The spells in this section provide a range of approaches to decreasing the effects of stress and increasing your access to the reservoir of positive energy available to you in your daily life. However, while some of these spells can certainly be used to address physical health challenges, none are meant to replace any needed medical treatment. Be sure to always consult a healthcare professional for any serious concerns. Of course, well-being is a very broad category that refers to more than just physical and emotional health. The energy of your environment is also crucial to your overall quality of life. Living with as little negative energy as possible is ideal, and to that end you'll find a few protection spells to enhance your physical and social environments and keep out unwanted energy. As you try these spells, take note of their results, and use these experiences to help you expand and refine your own magical approach to your well-being. Speedy Recovery Healing Bath. Anyone knows that a hot bath or shower all on its own can relieve a host of symptoms, from constriction in the chest to aches and pains to intestinal discomfort. And it's more and more widely known that adding some essential oils to the water can greatly enhance the healing effects. But what happens when you also incorporate magical intention into your efforts? The next time you're feeling under the weather, try this spell and prepare to be amazed at the results. As stated in the section introduction, this spell is not meant to replace any needed medical care, so if you're really ill, by all means consult your healthcare professional. But if you're dealing with a cold, flu, or other minor ailment that you would normally seek medical attention for, this healing bath is an excellent alternative to over-the-counter medicines that actually mask, rather than heal, the underlying source of your discomfort. The physical properties of rosemary, juniper, and sandalwood, all ingredients in the supportive healing oil blend, combine to fight infection and